I'd like to welcome everybody to the Cheney County Board of Adjustments meeting. It's Wednesday, October 16th, 2024, and it's 6 p.m. If we can, we'd like to go ahead and establish a quorum.
Do we have Trent online yet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Trent, we're you're online?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay. Corey Roebuck? David Hurd?
Here.
Rick Persinger?
Here.
Trent Edwards?
Here.
Rick Caudill? We have a quorum.
Okay. Can we go ahead and have the explanation of the public hearing procedures and the presentation of exhibits and governing statutes, please?
Yes. Welcome, everybody. It's October 16, 2024, Board of Adjustment meeting and public hearing. The Board of Adjustment hearing process is governed by the provisions of Missouri Revised Statutes, the Taney County Zoning Regulations, and adopted Board and Adjustment bylaws. The public hearings are held on each variance or appeal request, which is filed with the Planning Department. At this time, I wish to place the Taney County Zoning Regulations and zoning maps into evidence for Exhibit A. The staff report for each case is Exhibit B. The staff file including all pertinent information from Taney County Planning Commission and Taney County Planning Board of Adjustment for each case as Exhibit C. The Taney County Board of Adjustment bylaws as Exhibit D. And the Taney County Planning Commission and Taney County Board of Adjustment meeting audio files as Exhibit E for all cases to be heard at this Board of Adjustment meeting and public hearing. A staff report will be read for each application, followed with any questions for the staff. If you wish to comment upon the application, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Anyone wishing to speak must be sworn in and will therefore be providing sworn testimony. Please present the completed sign-up sheet before addressing the board, then give your name to the Board of Adjustment before commenting on the application. All comments and questions are to be addressed to the board, not to anyone in the audience. All speakers who are not part of the case shall have a limit of 5 minutes unless additional time is granted by the chairman. Now I'd like to read you the statutes that govern this board. The Board of Adjustment shall have the following powers and it shall be its duty. Number one, to hear and decide appeals where it is alleged that there is an error of law in any order, requirement, decision, or determination made by an administrative official in the enforcement of county zoning regulations. Number two, to hear and decide all matters referred to it or which it is required to determine under the zoning regulations adopted by the county commission as herein provided. And number three, where by reason of exceptional narrowness, shallowness, shape or topography, or other extraordinary exceptional situations or conditions of a specific piece of property, the strict application of any regulation adopted under section 64.845 to 64.880 would result in a peculiar and exceptional difficulties to or exceptional and demonstrable undue hardship upon the owner of the property as an unreasonable deprivation of use as distinguished by the mere grant of a privilege to authorize upon an appeal relating to the property a variance from the strict application so as to relieve the demonstrable difficulty or hardship. Provided the relief can be granted without a substantial determinant to the public good and without substantially impairing the intent, purpose, and integrity of the zoning maps as embodied in the zoning regulations and maps.
Okay, thank you. Our first action is to go ahead and has the board had a chance to review the meeting minutes from June 19th, 2024, and August 21st, 2024.
Mr. Chairman, I would move that we postpone those to the next board meeting because there's not a quorum of members that were present at either meeting.
Okay. I believe I would second that motion.
So
to move the meetings to the next scheduled meeting where we have the additional board members. We want to go ahead and have a vote on that. Did you catch that, Trent?
I missed the first part of it, so I'm not quite sure what we're doing.
What we've got, Trent, we've got the board meeting minutes of June 19th, and there's not a quorum of members here that were at that meeting, and also the August 21st, the same way. We don't have a quorum of members that were present at that meeting. So I've moved to postpone both those meetings to the next scheduled meeting, both those minutes approval to the next scheduled meeting.
Okay. That's what I thought I heard. So thank you for repeating that, and I agree.
Okay. All right. So all in favor?
Aye.
Trent?
Aye.
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 Okay. Three in favor. The next thing I would need to do before we swear anybody in is to read this to the applicant. In the event of only three out of five board of adjustment members are present at your hearing, you are granted a one-time option to request a postponement to the next scheduled meeting. This request must be made prior to the presentation of any evidence. Would you like to have the opportunity to postpone it or have it tonight?
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
So is it a majority of the three of you that would decide, or do all three of you have to decide?
We would have to be unanimous. All three members would have to vote three the same votes.
I think I'm going to take advantage of moving to the next month.
Okay. Fair enough. Then we will go ahead and move this to the next scheduled meeting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which will be, because we won't send out public hearing notices because anybody that's interested will be here or listening. But that meeting, Amber, do you have it for sure? I have it down as November the 20th.
That's probably right.
Yep, November the 20th will be the time that's heard.
Okay, so the applicant will take advantage of this opportunity and public hearing 2024-010V will be moved to November 20th at 6 o'clock.
Okay. Sorry to do that, but I think that's probably the best.
Yes, sir.
Well, that's why it gives you that option.
Yep. It
has to be a unanimous vote for us.
That was
so when all five members are there, you just need three, though?
Just need three.
I got you. Okay.
And that was the only hearing on the agenda. Then we can go ahead and move to old and new business, which we don't have.
Not tonight.
All right.
Yeah, we're good.
Then can we go ahead and have a motion to adjourn?
I would move that we adjourn this meeting.
And I'll second that.
I'll second it.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Trent? Trent?
E3 is good, right?
All righty. The meeting's adjourned.